Well, hello. I don't know how else to start this other than saying, hello there, welcome back. That has been the last 30 days, and now it is the 31st day. Holy cow. I don't know how we made it this far. I don't know how you stuck with me this long. I'm impressed, and I gotta say, I am proud. I know I've said that a few times, but to make it to the end of a course like this, it's impressive. Not everyone does it. And it just speaks to the power of your commitment, the diligence, the perseverance, and the hope of what this program could do and what gratitude could do in your life. And we've explored it from a lot of different angles. The week one module was all about the body. Week two was all the different mind elements. Week three were the emotions. Week four, the external. And now we're into our final day, which we'll be talking about gratitude for what's next. So I'll guide you through this, and I say we start in the way that we've been starting the last 30 days. Let's just settle in, allowing the eyes to close if that feels okay. Taking a nice deep breath, breathing in all that is good around you, and then letting it out on an exhale, releasing any stress, tension, dis-ease in the body. Start by feeling a general appreciation toward yourself for making it this far. And I know it's a short time each day, but to commit to that over time and sustain it and see it through, you're in the minority. So if nothing else, just give yourself a pat on the back. Feel the appreciation toward yourself of committing to something, to going through the process, to trusting the process, and reflect on any shifts that have happened for you over the last 31 days. How have you seen gratitude show up more in your life lately? Have there been certain things that you didn't think you could bring gratitude toward? And now you are able to. And maybe it's shifted your relationship to those things. Or maybe there hasn't been any really big shifts, but you've planted the seeds for something to sprout. And you can see the potential for that over time. And so you've really turned the soil over the last 31 days. You've fed your mind with some powerful ideas around gratitude, the many ways it can be incorporated into your life, and went through some of the installation processes of the actual meditations. And one of the amazing things about being a human is that we can think about our future. We're one of the only animals, if not the only animal, that is able to prospect in that way, to plan what could happen next, and to be excited for what could happen next. So in these final minutes that we have together, I'm going to ask you to imagine all that can come in this upcoming year. Any shifts, any changes, any things that might come into your life, relationships, people, material objects, whatever. When you look at your life over the next year, what is it you can look forward to? What is it you could be grateful for the potential of? Let your mind be creative, dwell in this, ponder this, and feel the fun and appreciation for being able to do this. I'll give you a few moments in silence. So anything that came up in this space, it's yours to carry with you and to see that even things that haven't happened yet, we can be grateful for. We can be grateful for the possibility of something to happen. The ability of the mind to generate possibility. And oftentimes it's not even the attainment of something. It's the journey toward that thing or the potential for that thing, the process along the way. So if there's anything I hope to leave you with in this course, it's this. Life can have a lot of highs and life can have a lot of lows. We all get dealt different hands, but how we relate to what happens is something that's within our capacity, and we can powerfully transform our lives and enhance our lives and optimize our lives by bringing gratitude to the things that have happened, to the things that are here now, and to the things that are yet to come. I am privileged to have walked through this journey with you. I am proud that you have made it through the 31 days. And I hope with all my heart that there was something in here that you can take and apply into your life in a meaningful way. Although this is the end of the 31 days, I hope it's not the end of the time that we'll work together. I do a lot of teachings, especially online. Feel free to find me on Instagram, on Facebook, where I post a lot of my teachings, at Corey Mascara. You can find my daily blog posts and updates around mindfulness and meditation. I'd love to hear from you, how this went for you, what impacts it had on you. I wish you the best in your life. I have huge trust in the potential of your mind and your heart, and I hope you take it to extraordinary places. And as always, until we meet again, take care.